very beautiful Monday morning, the first Monday of 2025. Thank you for joining me on Morning Light. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB. It is such an honor in this new year to join with you in prayer and faith and all that's good in love of God. No better song to begin with than acknowledging that each and every day is a new set of mercies, new set of grace. We sing with Jason Crabb on Good Morning Mercy.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it working.
It is 2025. It is a perfect time to start something new in your life, especially if it involves the helping of others, a nonprofit organization, a organization or charity, a whatever that it is that you can do, a little bit of your time, but a lot of your heart to bring joy and blessings to those in your community. In other words, as Unspoken sings, start a fire. when you woke up on this Monday morning, if it's your first day back at work, if it's your children's first day back at school, did you look up and say, thank you, God, this is the day the Lord has made. Have an attitude of gratitude each and every day. That's how you set the wheels in motions of all the blessings from God. Please sing with Lauren Daigle with her Look Up, Child.
Where are you now when darkness seems to win? Where are you now when the world is crumbling? Oh, I hear you say, I hear you say, look up, child.
In this new year, it is so very important to take care of yourself in every way, whether it's physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, because if you don't take care of yourself first, it is so very hard to help others. In other words, as Kirk Cameron speaks, heal yourself first.
Here's a word to all of the brave men in the room and watching online. If you're going, bro, I am with you, let's light this place up, I am ready to go 1776 right now. Come on over to my house. You don't even know how prepared I am for this. This is a word to you. Before we go all 1776 to take back your country, let's first go to Psalm 17:6 and call on our God to turn his ear back to us and hear our prayers. Reform ourselves first, then we turn and reform our entire world.
On this Monday morning, did you have joy? You did. If you woke up and spoke words from your scriptures, speaking the words from God, that's how you start each and every day with joy. Sing with Torrin Wells on his Joy in the Morning.
Everything happens for a reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. Cause it ain't even fate till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, it will when it's over. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows. Oh, you gotta keep believing, even in the middle of the unknown. Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope and you let go. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over. There will be joy.
Scriptures right by your bed. So when you wake up in the morning, instead of grabbing your phone first and going on social media to see how your friends are doing on FaceTime or Instagram, you should see how God is doing. You should say, God, how are you today? I wanted to let you know what my mission and purpose is today. And if you, God, have any ideas that would help me along that path. In other words, as Toby Mac sings, speak life.
Some days life feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Broken, live or die. So speak life.
You speak love, you speak. mind gets twisted. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Rain when you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher. Use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher. Spread the love like fire. Hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. So speak.
In 2025, you should realize each and every day how very blessed you are. Even if you don't think so, do a challenge. Count your blessings, big and small. And at the end of each day, write them down on a little sticky note. And at the end of each day, you will realize what a very, very blessed day you actually had. And you will be amazed. Sing with Kane on there, I'm So Blessed.
I'm so blessed, hallelujah, I'm blessed. I'm so blessed, hallelujah, I'm blessed.
Trouble knocking at my door today. I ain't gonna let it in. And worry wanna steal my joy away. But I ain't gonna let it win. Cause on my best day, I'm a child of God. On my worst day, I'm a child of God. Oh, every day is a good day.
All but gone, yeah. But when I count the-
in this new year of 2025, never compare yourself to another. Never say, oh, I wish I looked like him. I wish I looked like her. I wish I had that house, that car, that clothing. That's not the way it works. God gives you what you need to fulfill your mission and purpose in life and to bring joy to your community. If God gave you what others have, you simply would not know what to do with them because they are not made for you. In other words, as Candace Cameron Bure says so beautifully, God made you unique.
What's some advice that you would give to young people who struggle with body image and self-worth in this digital and social age we live in?
You know, I think what I have always stressed to my kids is that God made, fearfully and wonderfully made you unique, you know, and he gave you only what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And to care for what he's given you and to nurture all of those things, but you can't compare yourself to other people because God made them different from how they made you.
Yeah.
And we're not all to be the same.
Of course, just because it's a new year doesn't mean that the blessings ended on December 31st or things in our lives that keep us in the valley ended on December the 31st at 12 midnight, or our problems just go away when a new year comes. Of course, that's not the way that God made our lives. But we do know that each and every day is a new set of daily bread, a new set of manna from the sky, a new set of wonders and miracles that God gives us because God loves us. Each day is a chance for healing from the day before. You just have to have faith and love of God. Please join with the Blanca and Dante Bo on their The Healing.
I believe in you, maker of stars, the sun and moon. Heaven and earth is down by you. Oh, I believe in you. Took my weary heart, broken and bruised. Every part you made brand new.